The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, folks, today I want to open the show by quickly thanking so many of you for your generous help in our campaign for the month of July, Heart for Lebanon. I'll have some thank yous specifically and a final total for you at the opening of the next hour, top of next hour. However, this hour, we want to give you something for a change. Well, actually, a lot of times we are able to give you good programming and a whole lot more, but here's a chance for you to place one of your kids or grandkids in one of the area's outstanding Christian schools by being able to secure one of those half-price tuitions that we've been talking about, still being offered through our WAVA half-price Christian school tuition program. Now, it's a program that's helped a lot of families. Perhaps it can help yours. Very few restrictions, and those are all coming up this hour. All the information you're going to need is going to be with you this next hour as we talk with some of the leaders of these Christian schools now ready to help you get your child in a Christian school at half price. Stay with us. Coming right up. The following is an encore presentation of a program heard recently here on The Don Kroah Show.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on The Don Kroah Show. It's time for The Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. We welcome you to this special edition of the Don Kroah Show. Well, actually, every day is a special edition, but particularly so this hour. As we've told you, for the past several years, WAVA has been privileged to be able to help create a real win-win situation for parents and grandparents who would love to see their child or grandchild in a good Christian school, if only. And usually the question is, if only we could afford it. Well, because of our exciting Christian school half-price scholarship program, a number of great schools in our area are making use of it every year and giving you, as a parent or grandparent, the chance to see those prayers and hopes for your kids answered. And it works very simply. The child and family go through the normal school enrollment program or process, get it accepted into the school you choose with only a few restrictions. One, they need to be first-time students, not already involved in the application process, and only one half-price tuition per family. Now, as we tell you, and it's true, there's a limited supply every year of tuitions for each of the schools that are listed. And, of course, when they're gone, they're gone. But right now, we have plenty of opportunity for you, including one right now that I'm delighted to talk about and talk with Dr. Donette Eccles, who is head of school at Reed Temple Academy in Glendale, Maryland. Dr. Donette, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome.
Well, we've talked about and partnered with Reed Temple on a number of occasions in times past, and I know many folks know your school well and know its high standards, if you will. But for folks who don't, talk a little bit about Reed Temple. What are some of the things that really make it special in your mind?
Thank you so much, Don, for having us. A lot of things actually makes Reed Temple special. One of the things I believe that makes us special is we started 2 years old. And so some people think 2 years is time for daycare. We start preschool at that tender age because we know that they are ripe and ready to learn. And we go from 2 years old to grade eight. We offer a Mandarin immersion program, which gives all of our students an opportunity to learn either Mandarin or Spanish. We start foreign language at age two. And so every year our students get an opportunity to read, to write, and to speak in a foreign language. We think those are some things that makes us unique from other schools.
I would agree with that. Now, what grades are you offering?
We have age 2, 3, and 4. Those are our pre-K 2, 3, and 4. And then we have kindergarten through grade 8.
How did it all begin? What's the history of the school? How did it start?
So Reasonable Christian Academy was a vision from God that he gave to our senior pastor, Reverend Dr. Lee P. Washington, about 16 years ago. He then approached me about helping to bring the vision to fruition. This is our 14th year of operating. We have serviced 1,757 students, and so we are really excited about that. And the goal was to develop a school that would be unapologetically Christian, but as well as rigorous, so that the students would be able to go into any of the top high schools that they wanted to. And so Reed Temple has had a tradition of 14 years being able to accomplish that vision.
I know, of course, the key, or so many keys to a great school such as yours, not the least, are the staff members. Tell us about your staff and really some of the strengths that they bring to the task of teaching these kids.
So the first thing we do is all of our staff are devout Christians. They are persons who love the Lord and who are making a choice and a sacrifice to work in a Christian education where sometimes they are paid less than public schools, but they are committed to the mission and the vision of Reed Temple Christian Academy as well as to the students. And so I think some of the things that they bring to the table is first a heart for God first, for this being a calling to them and not just a job, but they're also prepared in head and heart. And so our teachers have degrees. They are certified teachers. They are continuing to move forward. We have programs to help them get their master's degrees because we think that's very important. And so we have so far gotten about 60% of our staff persons with master's degrees that we've been able to help fund. And so they're bringing this commitment not only to Reed Temple, but to the individual child and making sure that every child gets the education that he or she needs and not just a one-size-fits-all.
I'm talking with Dr. Danette Eccles, head of school at Reed Temple Academy. That's their website, by the way, reedtempleacademy.com. Dr. Danette, talk about some of the extracurricular activities, sports, the fine arts. What are some other areas that are being offered to the students at Reed Temple?
So at Reed Temple, our focus is C-STEM. For us, the C stands for communication, and that communication is orally and writing as well as multiple languages. We do have STEM because we think that STEM is very important for our students, even those ones who are not interested in science and math. We think that it's important for them to understand science and math because of how it helps them prepare for critical thinking as well as problem solving, which they would need in any field of study that they go in. We've talked about the foreign languages. All of our students in middle school get an opportunity to do band and orchestra. They actually are required to do that. We have art and music every year at the academy starting at age two, where our students get an opportunity to create their own their artwork as well as understand, you know, music in general. We have technology. We have robotics. We do gaming, Toastmasters, sports. Some of the sports we do track and flag football, we do basketball, as well as cheerleading. And so our goal is to provide our students with a well-rounded education. So we try to look at all of those things that we believe will help them to become better people.
What's some of the most rewarding feedback that you've gotten from parents and from the students themselves through the years?
For me, one of the things I love for our preschoolers, because when people are coming in and they're seeing two-year-olds, and of course, we want to create and have a nurturing environment, but they're a little afraid of the rigor. So I like when they come in and they're afraid of the rigor, they're afraid that this may be too much, and they see that their kids are healthy and happy and don't want to leave school, so they can see that while we believe in rigor, that we are balancing rigor with nurture to make sure that our kids are getting what they need. And so I like to transform those parents who think 2 years old is too young for students to start learning. I love hearing about our students when they go out into the community and they begin conversations with native Mandarin speakers who are surprised that they are fluent in Mandarin after many years of studying at Reed Temple Christian Academy. I like when our high school students are coming back to visit and they talk about their high schools using the same textbooks that we use in middle school because we teach a grade level higher, and how they feel more prepared than their colleagues in middle school because of how much we push them. So those are some of the experiences that we love to hear at Reed Temple Christian Academy when our parents come back and give us that kind of feedback.
Are there any upcoming events or open houses you'd like listeners to know about? And if not, how can they arrange a visit?
Absolutely. CTSA has a celebration yard sale flea market that's happening on Saturday on the 27th, open to the public in the church parking lot, as well as tours for those families who can't come. We do tours every Tuesday and Thursday. They can just call to make an appointment.
Thank you, Dr. Eccles. I appreciate the chance to learn a little bit more about a great school, and I know some folks will be in touch with you.
Thank you so much, Don, for having me.
Reed Temple Academy, that's Dr. Danette Eccles, head of school at Reed Temple Academy. They are in Glendale, Maryland, and the website, reedtempleacademy.com. I know you can find the information you need. As she said, the open house, the other activities, all of that and more on their website. Stay with us. We have more good news regarding half-price tuitions at schools in the area. We'll be right back.
To stay connected and receive exclusive offers from WAVA, join our fan club, sponsored by Museum of the Bible. Experience the impact of the world's most published book. Sign up for the fan club today at WAVA.com.
Folks, I'm sure many of you would agree that surviving as a child in Haiti has got to be one of the toughest challenges any boy or girl should never have to face. Severe, relentless poverty, very little to eat, lack of education. In fact, half of all Haitian children are currently growing up illiterate. And that's because families earning less than $2 a day can't spare money to buy shoes, school books, or supplies. They need every penny for food just to survive. However, Cross International, in partnership with Divine Shelter Christian Schools, is changing that in Haiti, opening the doors of education to these suffering children and breaking the cycle of poverty. And that's where you and I come in. Your gift of $110 right now will provide a one-year scholarship and food for a year at a Divine Shelter Christian School in Haiti when you call 888-715-2525. That's 888-715-2525, 888-715-2525. Or you can make your donation online at WAVA.com.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Sir. Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. The listed house for $939, and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale, a mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group.
serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Are you looking for a private school that'll help your elementary or middle school child realize their potential? Manassas Christian School has so much more to offer your child. Manassas Christian School features several advantages such as small class sizes, a focus on respect and values, kindergarten through eighth grade, robotics programs, plus after-school sports and clubs right on campus. Is transportation an issue? They feature round-trip bus to and from your home if you live in the Gainesville, Haymarket, Manassas, or Woodbridge areas. Call now. It's not too late to enroll your child for classes starting this September. The enrollment process is quick and easy. To learn all about how Manassas Christian School can benefit your child and to set up a visit, just go to their website at www.manassaschristianschool.com or just call 703-393-6555. 703-393-6555.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, half price school tuitions. What an exciting idea that has been a huge success now for several years as various outstanding Christian schools and academies throughout the WAVA listening area said, hey, we would love to help as many parents as we can get a child into school. And very minimal requirements on this program. First-time student only and not already involved in an application process. And then only one half-price tuition per family because there's a limited supply of these. But that's why we're talking with some of the key leaders of these schools so you can know who's available, who they are, what they have to offer, and find one near you. For example, James Armistead joins me right now. He's head of school at Washington Christian Academy in Olney, Maryland. James, good to talk with you. How are you?
Don, I'm very well. It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, it's a privilege. And really, I know a lot of parents have been helped greatly by the chance to plug into this program. This really helps them. Talk about Washington Christian Academy, really what it offers as, in your view, strengths for families who are looking for this opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, you can't talk about the Christian mission without thinking about, you know, kind of the thing you address a lot, Don, with kind of what's going on in culture and what children are going to be faced and how does this make sense in terms of the challenges in culture, the godlessness, frankly, that we see. And yet the importance of answering, you know, what the Lord's call on their lives are. God is in charge. He has a plan for each child. And the job that they have, the colleges they go to, is all part of his plan. It's not outside of their Christian walk, but it's part of their Christian walk. So that sort of engagement with culture we see is really a critical part. We think a real distinctive of our school. We're very biblically oriented. We stand on the truths of the Bible without qualifying them, you know, at all. But taking that as the foundation and then turning outward and saying, what is this going to look like as you're engaged with culture? You have to know your history, your science, and your math. You have to be able to think critically. And so you put all that together, and it's just an outstanding program. In our lower school, it's kind of the foundations of knowledge. What is the core knowledge that they have to do? A lot of memorization, I'm afraid, frankly, for the lower school kids, but they're sponges at that age. And then in the middle school, we do Latin, and we have a strong history, science, and math. And how is their logic coming? That's the age where they want to argue with you, right? So in the middle school, it's really important for their logic skills to be sharpened up. And in the high school, then can they develop their own perspective? Can they be persuasive? Can they make a difference in the world? And we try to get them into situations where they can be of service and begin that now.
Now, what's the history of the school? How did it begin and how long has it been in operation?
This is a historic Christian school. We were founded in 1960, so we're coming up on our 60th year. We're non-denominational, but we were founded by some Presbyterian churches, so that gives you a sense of, you know, kind of our style. Very, very gracious. We don't schools have to have a lot of rules, but we want children to kind of learn that things work better for them if they make that part of who they are and not just responding to external rules. We are very easy to access. We're on Georgia Avenue, right where the ICC, Route 200, crosses Georgia. I say they they made an exit for us that goes right, practically right into our property.
But the school is in Olney, Maryland, is that correct?
It is just, yes, Olney. We're just on the southern side of Olney, above Wheaton and and just below Olney. So that's our address, exactly.
And obviously, as you've already said, the school puts high priority on spiritual content and strong academics, and all of that makes for the whole person. Also, I like to ask folks about extracurricular activities, the fine arts, music, sports. I think also most would agree those are important to a fully developed person. What do you offer in that regard?
Our teachers are doing a fine, outstanding job with our fine arts program. It's growing tremendously. Our high school choir has grown. We have music at each grade all the way up, and they then have to try a band instrument for 3 years. And they have to, frankly, they have to remain involved in the choral or the band program up into high school. It's a requirement. So this is a discipline where we talk about being outward-facing and involved with culture, and the fine arts are a great example of that. Students go up through AP art. There's a full sports program. This senior class is amazing, Don. 90% of the seniors played on a high school sports team at some point, and 90% of the seniors took at least one AP class, and many of them took three or four or five AP classes. And so that's just an indication of all the different activities they're involved in.
Well, after all these years, you say you started back in 1960, you certainly have a track record to examine as the terms in terms of how well qualified the students are to matriculate into the higher education. What's the record in that regard?
It's an outstanding record. We get into fine colleges all across the country. I think we have a young man going to Rice this year. Young lady was accepted at UVA, all of the major, you know, colleges. We do a senior thesis project that the seniors do a significant paper on a question of public policy. They defend it verbally before a panel. Students usually don't do this until their master's thesis. And then they do a two-week internship related to that thesis. And that just turns out to be outstanding college preparation. So many of our college professors say they're the only kid in the class that has done a thesis paper or defended a paper like that. And that's another way of working on the critical thinking and engagement, you know, engagement with culture.
Now, as we both, I'm sure, would agree, no school is any better than its staff. And I'm sure you have a great staff. Tell us about the folks that serve these students as members of your staff.
This is the finest faculty that I've ever been involved with. Every faculty member is a Christian, is engaged in their own church, and, you know, is alert and aware of their own weaknesses, their own need for grace. But more than that, they're also involved in a rich academic life of their own, writing, posting on blogs. One is a written four or five books, a published author. So they do things with the kids. And then the same teachers are at prom with them or coaching sports with them. And so they see these teachers in different light. And, you know, for my son, when I said if he was with a teacher that represented the kind of man he wanted to grow up and be, I mean, that's the model I want, that they can see the picture of that man or that woman. This is the kind of person that is worth learning from, not just an academic subject, but in terms of life skills. Who do I want to be as a person? And that's so critical for young people to figure out at this age.
Any upcoming events or open houses that you'd like to mention to folks?
We will do a tour for people anytime, WashingtonChristian.org. Our next open house is May 21st, and so we do the whole thing, show them every part of the school. May 21st, we'd love to have them. But WashingtonChristian.org, we will give them a tour. We would love to show them around. I'll meet with anybody and go over credits and give them a full review, anything that would be helpful.
Excellent. Always good to talk with you, my friend. Glad we could do it again this year. God bless you and everybody at Washington Christian.
Thanks a lot, Don, and keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you a lot.
Thank you. Again, we're talking about Christian schools, half-price tuitions, and this is one of those great schools among all of them. They're all great schools. And that's, in fact, why we connect with them and help them connect to you and enable you to follow up. James Armistead is head of school at Washington Christian Academy. They are in Olney, Maryland. And as he said, you want to go to the open house he mentioned, you can do that. But otherwise, you can arrange your own visit. Just go to WashingtonChristian.org, WashingtonChristian.org. Now, stay with us. We still have more.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Writer Garth Stein says much of his book, The Art of Racing in the Rain, which is now a big motion picture, comes from real life.
All the things in the book and in the movie are real aphorisms. So all these sorts of lessons that the track teaches us, we apply on the track. And my friends and I would sit around and we'd say, you know, if we could apply the rules that make you better as a race car driver to our own personal lives, we'd be really good people.
The Art of Racing in the Rain, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor, free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a 20 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code FUEL. Save money on gas on every fill up. Download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FUEL. That's F-U-E-L.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
Good afternoon. This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Capital Beltway already picking up very heavy congestion delays, more than 60 minutes on the inner loop of off and on. Congestion between Old Georgetown Road over through to Richie Marlborough Road. Outer loop also picking up delays very quickly. Going to slow you down for around 20 minutes in Springfield between the interchange and the Wilson Bridge. Outer loop delays continue up in Bethesda between Old Georgetown Road as you're approaching GW Parkway.
A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org.
I'm Taryn Galbraith, traffic on WAVA.
A thunderstorm in one or two spots this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight. Lows ranging from 67 outside the Beltway to 74 in the district. Clouds, limited sun tomorrow, a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, high 84. Still be a shower thunderstorm around early tomorrow night, mainly cloudy tomorrow night, low 67 to 72. Saturday, mostly cloudy and humid, a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, high 86. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Bob Larson.
Don Crow Show here on WAVA. WAVA's half-price school tuition program in full swing right now. And by the way, If you don't hear the school that you're interested in right now, go to our website, WAVA.com, enter the word school, and it will take you to all of the schools currently being offered. But these are some that we're focusing on today, and their information is on our website as well. Again, very limited restrictions, not many, but it needs to be a first-time student only and one that's not already involved in the application process at a school. And, of course, one half-price tuition per family for obvious reasons. The supply is limited, so keep that in mind as well. Having said that, delighted to welcome Joe Thoburn, president and CEO of Fairfax Christian School in Dulles, Virginia. Joe, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Take us to Dulles and take us to Fairfax Christian School. What's the history of the school? How long has it been in operation? And what are the grades you offer so far?
We are a K-12 university prep school, and we actually started in Fairfax back in 1961. We left the Fairfax City campus and moved out on Pope's Head Road for about 20 years. And then we moved to a campus in Vienna where we were for 25 years. And we just moved to a brand new state-of-the-art campus right by Dulles International Airport. It's about 20 minutes from Tyson's, 20 minutes from Leesburg, very easy to get to near the intersection of Route 28 and Old Ox Road.
That has got to be pretty exciting for the students and the staff to move into new facilities like that, huh?
It is. And they're you know, regulation-sized soccer field, basketball court, or indoor gym, you know, it's sort of our dream campus. It's, you know, everything the best prep schools have, we have at Fairfax Christian School.
That's outstanding. Talk about some of the strengths of the school. You've already alluded to them, I suspect. Very strong academics and also state-of-the-art in terms of facilities, but also what about fine arts and you've alluded to sports and so forth. Kind of give us a full picture of what the school offers, if you would.
Well, we feel it's the mission of our school to create scholars. So academics comes first. We are a school, and we're a university prep school. 100% of our graduates are going to four-year universities, and you know, that is the first thing. But beyond that, we have all of the extracurricular activities. We have a performance hall. We have a fife and drum corps. We have our music ensemble. We have strings. We have a middle school band. We have the theater and art and drama. We have a studio art program that goes all the way through the AP studio art. So we have all of the academic students need, as well as all of the extras that parents like to have as well.
Now, you would know it, I'm sure, very well, and the school has been in operation now a number of years. It seems to me one of the great challenges for parents and for the students, for that matter, is matriculating into today's university experience here in the United States, more challenging perhaps than it's ever been in the past in terms not necessarily of academics maybe so much as spiritual content, spiritual stability. How do you prepare students in that regard?
Well, everything in our school, starting with the pre-K kids all the way through high school, is taught from a Christian worldview. And worldview matters most. So, you know, whether it's mathematics or science or English or history, we keep a strong Christian worldview in all of our curriculum. So the students have that foundation all the way through their academics. We also require Bible as one of our classes that students take every day at the high school level. It's Old Testament studies and New Testament studies. We even do a dual enrollment class with Northern Virginia Community College for university credit, where students in their senior year can actually, you know, walk away with it with credit for taking their Bible class.
Now, what are some of the most satisfying reports you've gotten back through the years, either from the students themselves as they've gone on to other higher education or the families who also have invested their time and money through the years to put the student in your school? What kind of feedback brings the smile to your face, I would say, most often?
Well, success. Success and for our students. Our alumni have gone on to own businesses, get elected to Congress. They've been, you know, executives at the top IT companies in the U.S. and abroad. We are an international school, and about a third of our students actually come to us from overseas. You know, we have students that own energy companies in China now. They own real estate in Ho Chi Minh City. I mean, it's not your average Christian school in a lot of ways. We're very global in our student body, and just success after success over, 58 years.
We're talking with Joe Thoburn, president and CEO of Fairfax Christian School. Their website is fairfax-christian-school.com. Fairfax-christian-school.com. They're in Dulles, Virginia. How long have you been with the school, and what's the most rewarding thing or things been for you?
I've been with the school since 2001. I started out as director and head of school and took over as president and CEO after a few years. Seeing a smile on a child's face when they learn is always the most exciting thing, whether they're 5 or 15 or, and getting those phone calls from your alumni when they've, just finished their PhD. That's exciting. And when they say, and we credit you, Mrs. Thoburn, that makes it all worthwhile.
How about the staff itself? What can you tell us about the staff? Any strengths that they really have to offer that maybe even are a bit unusual for a school?
Well, we do the full dual enrollment program with Northern Virginia Community College. So many of our high school teachers are full, they're professors and they work at that level. We are an academic school and we focus on the academics, and we hire professors and teachers who love what they teach. I mean, I hire based on passion. Sometimes people have different passions. I have a high school teacher that, loves economics and used to be in the Bush administration and went back to school and did the praxis in physics. So he teaches physics and government and economics and, does what he loves and is great at it. And that's whether it's with our students and our counseling for them, we always want our students and my faculty to follow their passions and, help them explore what that is and do what they're great at.
Do you have any upcoming open houses, Joe, or any events that folks can come and visit the school? And if you do, or if not, can they arrange a visit on their own?
Parents can call and arrange and visit any time, but we do have our next admissions information session is this Saturday, April 27th at 10 a.m., and that is there on our Dulles campus.
And information, I would assume, best way to get it is at the website. Is that right?
Correct.
Good to talk with you, and you have a rich history that we want our folks to know about. Thank you for sharing the story with us.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Joe Thoburn, President and CEO of Fairfax Christian School in Dulles, Virginia. And the website's the best way to get more information, arrange a visit or whatever. It is fairfax-christian-school.com. Again, Fairfax and then -christian-school.com. Stay with us. We have still more to share with you right here on this edition of the show.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks suffered broad and sharp losses for a second straight day, turning south after an announcement that President Trump will levy new 10% tariffs on another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods as of September 1st. The Dow Industrials tumbled 280 points, the Nasdaq Composite slid 64, and the S&P 500 dropped 26. Among the day's big decliners, Fitbit, citing weaker VersaLite sales, the maker of health and fitness devices, late yesterday slashed its full-year revenue guidance. Fitbit shares tumbled 21%. It's August and time to start thinking about back-to-school shopping. Deloitte is forecasting that folks will spend nearly $28 billion on related items this year. The firm says purchases of electronics and gadgets are seen rising 29% compared to a year ago. Oil futures plunged today, hurt by the trade news. September crude skidded 7.9%, settling at $53.95 a barrel. Again, the Dow down 280 points. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Right here, popcorn.
popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Do you need to sell your house yesterday? Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
The advice that she gives, if you listen to it, you do what she says, you'll sell your house in a hurry. Christy would get the house sold, and that's really what we were after. Our house sold in 3 days. We listed and ended up with $9,000 more than we were asking for the house. We were delighted with that. Everything was handled just in an incredible professional way.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-500-5588. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services.
Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
Hey, we have some great news for those of you who want to get a child in school at half price. It's our wonderful WAVA half-price tuition program. We've now done it for about 7 years, I think, and it's only possible because the schools also say, hey, we would love to be able to help a parent, grandparent, or whoever get that little boy or girl or that young person, that teenager, in a good school, and this is a win-win situation all the way around. It really is. Right now, we're going to talk with Sean Elgott, founder of Veritas Collegiate Academy in Fairfax, Virginia. Sean, thanks for joining me. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Don. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a privilege. Take us to Veritas Collegiate Academy. I love the name. Tell us what it's all about and what grades you cover and a little bit of its history.
Yeah, absolutely, Don. Veritas is a K-12 classical Christian school. We are devoted to what we call the philosophy of the trivium, which is a unique method of teaching students in grades K through 12, focusing on what we call the three stages of learning, which the first stage is the grammar stage. So when we were younger, sometimes elementary school was called grammar school, and that's our K through 6 program. We teach the who, the what, the where, the when. We teach all of world history. Chronologically, we teach all the grammar rules. We teach Latin, which is very important to us as a school, especially as a classical school. Latin is the key to the English language, so students who learn Latin are holistically better readers as they get older, and they can pick up more complex reading material. We also teach literature and history integrated, so each grade teaches a different era of world history, starting with the ancient world, ancient Israel, ancient Egypt, ancient Sumeria, and then the literature that they'll cover in the class will mirror the history that they're teaching. And then when we get to the middle school age, we have what we call the logic school, which is our 7th and 8th grade. And we group that with our rhetoric school, 9th through 12th. And we're teaching logic. We're teaching students to think. We're teaching them to be not just learners but critical thinkers. It's very important that as a school we focus on leadership. And to be leaders, you need to be able to think. I think we can look into Washington, D.C. and see we have a lot of leaders there. Not a lot of thinking going on. So what we're doing is we're teaching our students to be critical thinkers, to question. Because if they don't learn how to question things now when they get older and they move out and they're in college, they're going to be easily swayed. So what we want to do is make sure that our students are well-grounded in their beliefs and they know why they believe in what they believe, which is one of the foundations of a classical education. Now, my wife and I started the program back in 2004 in Chesapeake. We were looking for an excellent program for our own children. We were homeschooling, and we got to a point with our oldest that we really felt like he needed more than what mom can give him at home. And we checked out a bunch of area schools and wonderful Christian schools in southeastern Virginia. But the philosophies were very similar. And we really felt like, to be honest with you, some of the public schools were doing a better job with the curriculum they were teaching, although we didn't agree with what they were teaching per se. But they were doing a good job with the math and the science, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so we were looking for a method of education that we felt would really fit our family. And somebody told me about this idea of classical education. They were doing a seminar in Lancaster, Veritas Press, which is the publishing company, and visited that, came back and said, wow, it's the first time I actually heard a philosophy, not just somebody trying to sell curriculum. And it was this philosophy of classical education. Now, once our children got a little bit older and grew up in it, we saw the fruit. So we have five children, and four of the five have already graduated. We have one senior this year who's graduating. And so we see the fruit in our own children, which is pretty amazing. And we just stuck our neck out, and we decided to start a school. And lo and behold, 15 years later, we're an international global brand. We have schools, of course, our hallmark school in southeastern Virginia in the city of Chesapeake. We have a school that we started last year up in the Fairfax area. And we have two in China, one in Beijing. We started 5 years ago, and then we started one last year in Shanghai. And this coming up fall, we are opening our first European campus in the city of Budapest, Hungary.
Outstanding. So, outstanding. That that is some cross-pollinization going on culturally, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we're in a global society now.
Yeah.
You know, we're not like we used to be 20, 30 years ago. And we really feel like if we're going to prepare our young men and our young women for the world, and really for the gospel's sake. I mean, the Great Commission was take the gospel to the end of the earth. Well, what better way than through education? And what better way than have the students come here? So our overseas schools go through 11th grade. The senior year, they come to our American campuses. So even in China, where we have to be very careful, obviously, with how we teach, when they come here for their senior year, then we take them to church. We share the Bible with them in a greater way, although we do share it in a cursory way. We have to be very wise. Mm-hmm. Wise is, you know, when we're in China, just to be very careful. But all of our teachers are Christians, and they're all Americans. And so we're laying the groundwork over there. And then when they come here, they live with host families, and we have an excellent opportunity of really bringing the gospel to life in their lives.
That's outstanding. Do you have any open houses or any events upcoming in the near future that folks could visit?
Yeah, that's a great question. Okay, so what we have is a rolling every Tuesday, 10 a.m., we have what we call breakfast with the headmaster. So we serve breakfast. So we ask families to please come hungry, bring your children. They're welcome to shadow. And we have informational meetings, and then we have school tours going on at the same time. If that doesn't work, we can have parents please call us, and we will arrange a private tour of the school. And we're really excited that next year, right now we're at 8800 Arlington Boulevard in Fairfax, that next year our upper school will be relocating to Word of Life International Church in Springfield, and it's going to afford us a lot more space for upper school students, as well as a gymnasium, a theater, outdoor space, athletic field, et cetera. So we're very, very excited about that.
Quick final question on just that point, extracurricular activities, sports, the fine arts, things of that sort.
Absolutely, yeah. So we realize that it's very important that our students have the ability to participate in varsity-level sports. So we offer swimming, which is a winter sport. Actually, I'll start with the fall. Fall, we have cross-country, and we'll be offering girls volleyball. In the winter, we'll have basketball, boys and girls basketball, which we're very excited about. We have an excellent top-notch basketball program in southeastern Virginia. So we're excited that we have Warren Mills as our basketball coach, and he's going to be really bringing our program up to a very, very high level here in the Fairfax region. And then we will also have swimming in the winter, and then in the spring we're going to have tennis. So we'll have various sports being offered. As well as we have theater, musical theater is very important to what we do as a school. Drama is very important. We have debate club. And so not only do we have classes during the day, we also have many after-school clubs that our students are involved in.
I'm sure we could talk a lot longer, Sean, right now, but it's been very helpful to get a good idea of what you offer, and we'll continue to share it with folks. Thanks for spending these few minutes with me.
Don, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
Sean Elgott, founder of Veritas Collegiate Academy in Fairfax, 8800 Arlington Boulevard, as you heard him say. And if you want to check them out in terms of the open house and other events, veritasacademydc.com, veritasacademydc.com. And once again, as we go to this next break, let me remind you of what it's all about. WAVA's half-price Christian school scholarship program, offering the first full year of tuition at half price. Now, these special WAVA scholarships are for new students only that are not already enrolled in a Christian school and are not already involved in the enrollment process at a school. Now, all the details are available at our website, WAVA.com. Use the keyword school. And I want to remind you, we're adding new schools to the program all the time, so you want to check back from time to time to see what new schools may have been added. And the other thing I just mentioned is that the supply of these half-price tuitions is limited. So if you're interested, you do need to move fast. Just go to WAVA.com, enter the keyword school. And if you have any questions that you'd like to talk with someone more about, call Nick Brino, our sales manager, at 703-807-2225. Again, that's Nick Brino at 703-807-2225. And if he doesn't happen to be right at his desk, leave a message. He'll get back to you right away, I'm sure. Stay with us. We have more here on The Don Crow Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House, with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. This week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area, and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Hi folks, Don Crow here for Cross International. Did you know that half of all the children in Haiti are currently growing up illiterate? And why? Because families earning less than $2 a day can't spare money to buy shoes, school books, or supplies. They need every penny for food, for survival. But you can help change the situation by joining WAVA and Cross International's Divine Shelter School Network to provide a full year's Christian scholarship and the gospel to one needy child for just $88. And by adding just $22 more to your scholarship, you'll feed that child for an entire year through the school's lunch program. Would you make a one-time gift of just $88 for a full year scholarship, or a combined gift of $110 to both feed and educate a child in Haiti? You can do it right now by calling Cross International at 888-715-2525. That's 888-715-2525. Or go online to WAVA.com.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, what are those things on your legs? I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
When you change your station, you change your life. 105.1 FM WAVA.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or chriscraddock.com.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900.
Everyone deserves a good story. That's why Family Fiction is devoted to compiling and celebrating Christian stories of all kinds with a newsletter, digital magazine, and updates. Find it all at familyfiction.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.